The state has set aside $50 million a year in tax subsidies to support a half dozen major tourism projects. One or two proposals are supposed to get funding each year, but Republican Senator Ted Harvey sponsored a bill that would let the state fund all six projects right away.
Why would we want to put that off for another year? If there is the ability to create jobs and get people back to work, we should do it as quickly as possible.
The six tourism projects currently vying for the first round of funding include a massive hotel complex in Aurora, a Riverwalk expansion in Pueblo, and a sports park in Douglas County. Governor Hickenlooper wants to roll the program out slowly to give officials time to learn from any mistakes. He's also questioning the value of the entire tax break program. It was set up to support projects that would bring new tourists to the state, but outside analysts say in general these proposals wouldn't. In an interview with Colorado Public Radio this week, the governor seemed to take particular aim at the Gaylord Hotel proposal in Aurora, which some fear would compete with hotels in downtown Denver.
If you look at the local subsidies and the state subsidies, we're going to be giving many hundreds of millions of dollars for a company to come in and compete with a lot of our local businesses. I'm not sure that's bottom-up economic development. That's not how I think of it.
The governor has until May 7th to decide whether to veto the bill speeding up the tax subsidy awards. Either way, the state will greenlight the first projects in 3 weeks' time. Megan Verlee, Colorado Public Radio News.